Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is the author of many books, including Five Regions of the Future, including his and a great filmmaker, including Innovation at the Verge, which is his new film, and one of the top futurists on the planet. I first learned about Joel when he introduced me to the concept of paradigms and how they were running my life and what I need to do to fix that. And he's been joining us now for quite some time as a member of our Brain Trust with a peek into some things that we're going to be seeing in our future and dealing with in our businesses. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Joel, one of the things that you've been tracking lately is a very, very, very controversial topic that we may have to spend a little time on, and that's the idea of what people are now calling climate change. We used to call it global warming, but when it looked like global warming wasn't really happening, they kind of changed the rules a little bit, Joel. And now it's the climate change term. But yeah. you have some evidence about Greenland. Is Greenland kind of the canary in the coal mine from a standpoint of climate change?
Well, you might even consider it the gorilla in the coal mine. Because it carries, it's the second largest ice sheet in the world. Antarctica is first. Greenland is second. What we know, and you know, when we say it, that the global warming is controversial, it's only controversial to a certain category of people want to keep it as a hypothesis that doesn't have data. Jim, there is so much data rolling around that says things are warming up. I mean, all you have to do is look at, for instance, how much more CO2 has been dissolved in the ocean, the acidification of the ocean.
Yeah.
That can't happen unless it warms up. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's certain things you can't, you know, the one is connected to the other. So the reason Greenland is so important, and the reason I brought it up for today, is because it also shows how futurists have to think. We are talking 30 years in the future when we're talking about Greenland. Mm-hmm. And what the scientists are saying is, if we keep warming up, basically a target of a little bit more than 3 degrees centigrade, and that right now that's how we're moving. That's a lot of warming. It is a lot of warming. But if we keep, if that temperature gradient, if we keep going toward that increased temperature, about 30 years from now, Greenland will hit a tipping point, which means it will continue to melt no matter what. The dilemma is, if it does that over the next, we're not saying the next year, the 31st mm-hmm. year, it's going to melt and go away. We're saying over the next 50 years, maybe even 70 years, it will be continuing to melt, maybe even 100 years. But here is the dilemma. When it melts, it will raise the ocean by 7 meters or 23 feet.
That covers Manhattan.
You better believe it. Walk yourself down the coast, the east coast of the United States of America. Go to Bangladesh, go to Tokyo, go to Sydney, and start getting a measure of what 27 feet or 23 feet means.
So all that stored water, which, as you say, is the second largest mass of ice beyond Antarctica, as that water is released, is melted and released, that would give rise to there's enough stored water there. Now, a lot of that ice, though, is under the level of the water. It's not on top.
Nope, it's sitting on a chunk of rock.
So you're saying that the water currently is in the atmosphere, not below the surface, and therefore it will displace.
Exactly. This is what people have to understand. In fact, one of the things that's interesting.
Unlike Antarctica, which a lot of it is underwater.
Well, some of it is, but Antarctica is actually a big continent. It's the Arctic that was all floating ice. The Arctic had nothing under it, so the ice was just floating in the water.
Right.
Antarctica is a continent.
So the melting of the Arctic didn't change displacement that much?
Hardly at all.
But Greenland. All right, so let me ask you a question. And I'm going to let you run with this one for this segment, and then we're going to continue to talk about this in the next segment. But go ahead. I'll let you finish your thought on Greenland, because I'll do my rebuttal in the next one.
Right. So here's the dilemma. What comes with Greenland is the sides, the slope, as it falls away from the island itself, you know, where the ice is sitting, is like a perfect runway for the ice to slide down. So there's nothing kind of slowing it down. It's not in Antarctica. A lot of that ice is deeply inside.
So you're saying that the warming and gravity will affect it.
All of that put together says ice. We could lose all the ice off island, Greenland, in the next 100 years.
A perfect storm.
The big deal is that tipping point where once we get past that one point, you can't stop.
A perfect water displacement storm is what he's talking about, folks. We come back. I'm going to throw out a couple of other ideas, and we'll have a little fun and interesting and intellectually honest debate about this after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joe Barker's our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.